高级中学课本英语三年级第二学期，由上海外音像出版社录制出版。
Senior Middle School English Book 6 Read by Zhang Qing and Wong Qianqing Tape 2Unit 5 Dialogue Language Points Both, Either and Neither, All, Any and None Here are two books I recently bought. You can borrow either of them.
Oh dear, both of them are detective stories.I'm interested in neither of them.
Well, there are three world-famous English novels on my desk. They are all simplified versions. None of them are too difficult for you to read. You can choose any of them.
Then, I hope you'll lend me all of them.
Listening Comprehension.A. Listen and fill in the blanks. 1. Are all of you here in this class over 18?
2. I don't know either of the two boys. I have seen neither of them before.
3. Which of these three magazines can I borrow?
You can't borrow any of them. They are current issues.
4. Does any of these four dictionaries belong to you?
No, none of them is mine.
5. Which would you like, tea or coffee?
Either will do. 6. I like these two children very much. Both of them are rather clever.
7.Neither of these two roads will take you to the shopping center. They will take you to the beach.
8. All of the children over 6 should go to school.
B. Listen and decide whether the following statements are true or false. A different way to get to work. The Golden Gate Bridge joins the beautiful city of San Francisco with the suburbs to the north. Each day, about 100,000 cars cross the bridge.Taking people to and from the city. More than half of them cross the bridge during the morning and evening rush hours, and the trip is not pleasant. Now, quite a number of people travel under the bridge instead of on it. They go to work by boat and enjoy it so much that most of them say,They will never go by car again. The ferry they take is the big, quiet, comfortable Golden Gate. The passengers can enjoy the sun on it. In the morning, they can have breakfast in the coffee shop, and in the evening, they can order a drink in the bar while looking at San Francisco's famous skyline and the nearby hills. The trip takes only 30 minutes and is not very expensive. But best of all, being on a boat seems to make people feel more friendly toward each other. Because the ferry has been so successful, there are plans to use other, still larger boats. There's also a proposal for a high-speed boat that will make the trip in only 15 minutes. Not everyone is happy about that. A lot of people don't want to get back and forth faster, said a passenger. They feel that half an hour is just enough time to relax. Text. After 20 years. New words and expressions. Slowly.
Slowly.
Barely.
Barely.
Halfway.
Halfway.
Lean.
Lean.
Unlighted.
Unlighted.
Cigar.
Cigar.
Appointment.
Appointment.
Light.
Light.
Pale.
Pale.
Square-jawed.
Square-jawed.
Keen.
Keen.
Well-dressed.
Well-dressed.
Dine.
Dine.
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Wells.
Wells.
The West.
The West.
Newcomer.
Newcomer.
Somehow.
Somehow.
The policeman slowly walked along the street. It was barely 10 o'clock at night. The wind and light rain had kept most people at home. Halfway down the street, the policeman saw a man leaning against a door with an unlighted cigar in his mouth. As the policeman walked up to him, the man spoke quickly. "It's all right, officer," he said. "I'm just waiting here for an old friend. It's an appointment that was made 20 years ago. You think it funny to plan a meeting like this, don't you?" The man lit his cigar. The light showed a pale, square-jawed face with keen eyes. He was very well dressed. 20 years ago tonight, the man went on, I dined at a restaurant nearby with my friend Jimmy Wells. I was going to the West to try my luck. But Jimmy wanted to stay. We agreed to meet here again exactly 20 years from that date and time. That's why I'm here. What happened to your friend? Asked the policeman. I'm not sure, said the man. We wrote to each other for a while and then stopped. But I'm sure if he is alive, he will keep his promise. We said we would meet at 10 o'clock. Okay. I'll be on my way. Good night. The policeman continued on his way. Bob waited about 20 minutes. Then a tall man went straight to the waiting man. Is that you, Bob? Asked the newcomer. Is that you, Jimmy? Cried the man in the door. You've grown so tall. Let me have a good look at you. You don't look anything like Jimmy. You're right, said the tall man. I am a police officer. You're wanted by the New York police. But before we go to the police station, here's a note from your friend, Jimmy Wells. Bob opened the small piece of paper. His hands shook as he read. Bob, I was on my way to meet you as we had planned. However, when you lit your cigar, I saw it was the face of a man that is wanted by the police. Somehow, I couldn't do it myself. So, I sent another police officer to do the job. Jimmy.